Afternoon, folks. This is going to be a slightly unusual audio. I haven't decided where I'm going to post it yet. I've just been in chat and someone shared, well, we're actually chatting about different ways to describe sex in erotica or scripts. And someone posted an article by The Guardian for the Bad Sex. Well, actually, it's entitled Bad Sex Awards 2018. Some of them are fucking hilarious. So I, because I've got nothing better to do with my afternoon, thought I would actually read them out aloud because they are hilarious. I'll also include the link for those of you who really need to see this in text. So the top one, which is the winner, was by Arthur St. John Trevelyan, I think. Anyway, it goes, "Empty my tanks," I begged breathlessly, as once more she began drawing me deep inside her pleasure cave. Her vaginal ratchet moved in concertina-like waves, slowly chugging my organ as a boa constrictor. Sorry. As a boa constrictor swallows its prey. Soon I was locked in, balls deep, ready to be ground down by the enameled pepper mill within her. Excuse me. The second one was Katerina by James Frey. I'm hard and deep inside her, fucking her on the bathroom sink, her tight little black dress still on her thong on the floor, my pants at my knees, our eyes locked, our hearts and souls and bodies locked. Come inside me. Come inside me. Come inside me. Blinding, breathless, shaking, overwhelming, exploding white God, I come inside her, my cock throbbing, we're both moaning. High eyes, hearts, souls, bodies, one. One. White God. Come. 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 I close my eyes, let out my breath. Come. Well, yes. The second one, or third one, was Connect by Julian Goff. He drops the bra to the floor, looks up into her eyes. It's too much. He kisses her chin, her mouth, and their tongues touch. Oh, too much. He slips his lips free with a soft suck. Moves up to kiss her strong nose on one side, then the other. It's hard and soft at once. He moves back down till he is level with her breasts. They're small, she says, surprisingly shy, unapologetic. They're perfect, he says. He kisses them, teases the nipple with his lips. It's so soft. And then suddenly hard. Wow. He sucks on the hard nipple. He has never done this before, and yet, no, wait, of course, it is totally familiar. The first thing he ever did. He feels the huge change in meaning, in status. It is as though he had grown up in a single suck. Everything transformed, and yet nothing had changed at all. He sucks at a nipple as he lies on a bed, and it's 18 years later, and he sucks at a nipple as he lies on a bed, and his childhood falls away from him like a burned-out booster stage from a rocket. Its fuel used up. He is now in orbit around a different planet. The next one is Killing Commendature by Haruki Murakami. My ejaculation was violent and repeated. Again and again, semen poured from me, overflowing her vagina, turning the sheet sticky. There was nothing I could do to make it stop. If it continued, I worried, I would be completely emptied out. Yuzu slept deeply through it all, without making a sound, her breathing even. Her sex, though, had contracted around mine and would not let it go, as if an unshakable will of its own, and was determined to wring every last drop from my body. Next one, Kismet by Luke Treget or Treget. She shuffles her head closer to his cock, close enough to smell her own residue, and then takes it in her mouth with the vague idea of cleaning it. Jeff mirrors this gesture by burying his head between her legs, and gradually she can feel his cock pumping up with blood one pulse at a time until it is long and hard and filling her wide open mouth. They stay in this position for a long time. Anna sucking and slurping with the same lazy persistence you'd use on a gobstocker or a stick of rock. Eventually, she loses. Eventually, she loses her sense of context altogether of what she's doing or who she's doing it with or where they are, and has become an empty vessel for what she feels like disembodied consciousness. She looks at the window and wonders how the glass feels encased within its wooden frame, what shaggy clouds feel like being blown across the sky, what the walls feel like being splattered and smeared with wet paint. I'm sorry. It's hard to do this without laughing. The next one is Grace's Day by William Wall. He's almost weightless. When he enters me, it hurts, and my pain belongs to the subterranean world, primitive as the clay. His body is slacker than I expected. A small paunch begins at his waist and settles in a downward parabola to his groin. His pubic hair is red. His erect penis is a surprise, although I had imagined what it would feel like, read about them, seeing them represented on toilet walls and magazines. I didn't see it before he entered me, but afterwards it is small and sticky and amusing. I want to touch it, but I don't dare. I don't know the etiquette. He is 20 or more years older than me. This is sex. Yes, well. The last one. The Paper Lovers by Gerard Woodward. He was aware that she was making a mewling sound as he put his lips to her tight nipple and sucked. His mouth was at his ear, her tongue travelling along its grooves, voice filling it. His mouth tugged at her, extended her. She snapped back. There was a taste of something on his tongue. In his mind, he pictured her neck, her long neck, her swan's neck, her Alice in Wonderland neck, coiling like a serpent coiling down on him. She had found a way through his clothing, and her fingers had lightly touched his cock, then slowly began to take a firmer hold. He wanted to cry like a baby. He felt helpless, as though his body had come undone, and she was fastening it. He felt as though he was bleeding somewhere. Then he felt powerful, gigantic. He would have kicked a door down. Okay. I hope you really enjoyed that, because I had fun actually making it. Now I've got to learn how to turn this off. Oh, dear. See you later, folks.